The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
So I want to ask you guys about the concept of friend jealousy. It's something that I've been observing, and I want to kind of know how to repair that, okay? Because my life was very compartmentalized. I grew up in Nashville, went to UT, and the real UT, Tennessee, and then I came down to Atlanta. It was there first. So anyway,
Tennessee was there before Texas?
Yes.
Really?
Hello.
Didn't
yes. So anyway, so came down to Atlanta. Well, a lot of, you know, all my friends that I went to school with ended up staying around the Nashville area. So when I go see my friends from when I grew up, I go up to Tennessee. And when I am hanging out with friends that I made here in Atlanta, I'm in Atlanta. So I never have really dealt with this because a lot of my friends, we don't really cross over. You know, the paths don't cross over. Well, in Katie and her friends, they all went to, you know, either high school or college together because Katie, you know, went to UGA. And yeah. And so she went to UGA. And so she, you know,
which if she knew the date, she would say whether that was first or not.
She
yeah,
is
well, eight. Georgia is first.
Well, the real UGA.
Right, yeah. There's nobody else to try to steal the colors and the emblem or whatever. So anyway, moving on. So Katie and her friends, you know, are all, you know, kind of local and they hung out and everything. But I've noticed that since, you know, we've all grown older and brought more friends into our circles, that hearing them talk, and I wish I had I don't have a specific example, but hearing them talk about their group's new friends that have come in, mm-hmm. I noticed they're kind of critical. Like, it's hard for new people to come into that.
So the core group, everybody's cool. You're either on the inside or you're on the outside.
Well, it's like, it's like, for instance, if Jen and I went to school together, we went to college mm-hmm. together, and we grew up together, mm-hmm. and we've been friends for a long time, and then all of a sudden I'm working with Wendy, and Wendy and I start being friends, and we hang out a lot, then it would be the case where Jen becomes jealous of Wendy because she's like, wait a second, I've known her longer. Mm-hmm. And when you start doing things with Wendy and you don't include me in them, I'm getting kind of jealous about this.
I think that's a girl thing.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And I do notice that with groups of women. And like I said, I didn't experience it because I moved straight to Atlanta from college, so I didn't spend any of my adult life in Tennessee, and so I haven't been a part of that. But yeah, it is. I tease them about it because, you know, there's one thing for me to come into the group because I'm Katie's girlfriend, so mm-hmm. it's a different thing. It's like they're, you know, her other friends, boyfriends and husbands. You know, we're in our little group too because we're, you know, the partners of everybody. But it's a whole different level when it's coworkers, new coworkers, mm-hmm. new people, because I think there was a case in which one of them and I want to know how to blend all this together because I felt
you have to be boys.
You can't.
Guys because, don't care.
Well, let me give the example. So, for instance, you know, that we know several women that are pregnant right now or just had children. And there were cases in the past where those women had gone, let's say, baby clothes shopping with somebody they had worked with. Mm-hmm. And that these college buddies didn't get to go on the trip. And there was this little sneaking. Oh, well, they went with me. They went with them. And they went, you know, clothes shopping.
Of course, they picked out that ugly outfit.
Yeah, of course. If they were with me, I would have taste. But they didn't. You know, like, and it's just automatic that they don't like anybody that isn't part of their career.
This goes back to my theory that nobody ever really evolves past the eighth grade. I mean, you pretty much are in the eighth grade your entire life.
Like, they're blood sisters, and everybody else that comes in is just not worthy.
The only difference between high school and real life is you get benefits. That's it. Other than that, it's the same exact thing is being in your 30s. Yes, it's all the same.
Some in, some out, some are cool, some are dorks. You're trying to get into the cool group. It's all the same.
You're just not on your parents' insurance anymore. Because other than that,
well,
it's
ask, but
exactly
let me ask
the
women, how do, if there's any a possible way to repair that or build a bridge between the two?
I think it has to be, it has to be somebody else in the group. Like, from your example, like, if you and I are the college friends, mm-hmm. and say, also, Natalie is in our clique,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But
hey,
you bring in Wendy,
uh-huh.
as the new girl.
So you're saying Natalie would have to talk to me about Wendy?
No.
No.
What I'm saying is the only way to bridge the gap for Wendy and me and the rest of the girls is if Natalie reaches out to Wendy. If one person in the group, outside of the person who brought in the new girl,
uh-huh.
reaches
mm-hmm.
out to her and they form a friendship, then all of a sudden they're in the fold.
Okay.
It's like joining a mob. Like, you can have one guy bring you in, but then the other guy has to vouch
for you. Know what I'm saying? Like, so you and Wendy are friends, but Natalie's also got to become friends with Wendy to make me and the rest of the girls feel like, okay, well, now she is one of us.
She's got two votes instead of just one.
I think the mafia analogy is a good one.
Now, is there a certain amount of timing? Because, and I'll just throw this out here to see if this is if this sticks. But is there a rule that, like, if a new person comes into the group, so let's use the example of Jen and Melissa are great friends,
mm-hmm.
and then Melissa brings in, you know, Wendy to the group, to the group of five, the mm-hmm. party of five, for example, and then Wendy is brought into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like one meeting or not enough time and reputation has been established, Wendy reaches out to other people in that group without including the original member. Isn't that drama too?
Yes.
Yes.
She can't
That's
do the
drama.
Reaching out.
No.
It has to be somebody in the group to
Damn.
Do the reaching out.
There's etiquette. Yeah. There's etiquette.
A ton of etiquette. And then you can't hang out with the new person without hanging out with the old people more. So if you're hanging out with the new person more than you're hanging out with the older friends, and that causes tension. So if you're going to hang out with the new person, you need to hang out with the group or hang out with your older friends.
God,
but
I understand
why, but I will say, now if I'm the person stuck in the middle, if I'm the one, you know, in the scenario I am, because we're bringing in producer Natalie, let's bring in Bianca and Lauren, our interns and everybody. So I could see where if I'm hanging out with this crew from my college, that all we talk about is time in college. All we talk about are the stories from our heyday. Then I am friends with Wendy from work because it's refreshing and new, and there's new tales to tell and new experiences to be had. I do think from observing the situation that there's a lot of times, like, I know I would do it if I was a part of it, but from observing it, college buddies and high school buddies tend to do that. You mm-hmm. tend to get into mm-hmm. this repetition of...
It's all you talk about.
All
go to
you
a high school reunion, that's all you talk
that's
about.
That's all you talk
that's
about.
That's why your spouses are so bored when they go with you.
So it's you know, there. I think there's also a responsibility on everybody's part to kind of open up and evolve a little bit, you know, from Athens.
You can't. From Athens.
Here, Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.